Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping straight into a really key piece of South African legislation, the Social Housing Act, 2008. It was Act Number 16, assented to back on November 5th, 2008. So our mission here is pretty straightforward. I'll give you a clear kind of fast track summary. This act was designed really to tackle what the country itself called a dire need for affordable housing. Okay, so let's unpack its core purpose, or maybe its dual purpose. First, establishing a sustainable social housing environment. And second, providing affordable rental housing, specifically for low to medium income households, you know, the ones often locked out of the regular market.
Right. And it's crucial to remember that this act didn't just appear out of nowhere. It's directly linked to the Constitution, Section 26, which states everyone has the right to access adequate housing. Mm-hmm. The government has this obligation to progressively realize that right.
Progressively realize, meaning they can't just wave a magic wand, but they have to show they're actively working towards it step by step.
Exactly. Measurable steps, continuous effort, they have to demonstrate progress.
Okay, and the main engine for driving that seems to be the Social Housing Regulatory Authority, or SHRA. What exactly is that?
So SHRA is set up as a juristic person. That means it's a legal entity in its own right. It's accountable to the minister and to Parliament. It's a key job to regulate all the social housing institutions, specifically the ones that get public money.
Right, the funding link. Okay, so if we're talking about the where and who, where does this housing actually get built?
Location is critical. The act uses these things called restructuring zones. These are specific geographic areas.
Designated areas, you mean?
Yes, designated by the minister, but importantly with agreement from the province and local municipality. The approved social housing projects have to be within these zones.
So it's targeted development.
Precisely. It's a tool aimed at integrating communities and using land better, often in urban areas needing redevelopment. And the who are the social housing institutions.
Okay. So these are the accredited bodies.
Correct. Accredited by SHRA. Their business is essentially providing these affordable rental or co-op housing options, not immediate individual ownership, mind you. It's focused on rental and cooperative models.
Got it. Now, the act talks about national, provincial, and local governments all having roles. How does it ensure they actually, you know, work together on this? Because that can be a challenge.
Well, the act lays out specific principles in Section 2 that everyone involved has to follow all levels of government and the institutions themselves. It's tied to the process and the funding. These principles include prioritizing vulnerable groups. Think women, children, households headed by children, people with disabilities, the elderly.
So a strong social equity focus.
Definitely. But it also connects to the economy. Housing should be near jobs, markets, transport links. It's meant to support economic development, not just be shelter.
Makes sense. What else?
Secure tenure is another big one, based on the Rental Housing Act. And, very importantly, non-discrimination.
On any constitutional ground.
Yes, but the act specifically calls out prohibiting discrimination against people affected by HIV and AIDS, which, you know, really reflects the specific health and social challenges South Africa was grappling with intensely around 2008.
That specific mention is telling.
It is. And there's also a push for higher density development, using land efficiently, preventing sprawl, and trying to actively eliminate and prevent slums.
Okay, so SHRA regulates these institutions, but how much power does it actually have if an institution isn't performing or, worse, mismanaging funds?
Quite a bit, actually. Chapter 3 outlines its powers. It's not just about accrediting and monitoring compliance. SHRA can actively intervene in cases of what the Act calls maladministration.
Maladministration, meaning serious failures.
Yes, substantial financial problems, governance failures, serious management issues. They can investigate, demand changes.
And if the institution resists,
then SHRA can go to the High Court. They can apply to have managers or board members suspended, appointed administrator, compel specific actions. So, yeah, real regulatory teeth.
Okay, so putting it all together, we have this comprehensive framework, trying to fix deep historical issues, meet a huge housing need, using designated zones, specific institutions, public funds, and this powerful regulator, SHRA, overseeing it all based on clear social and economic principles.
That's a good summary. That's ambitious. Which leads us to a final thought, maybe something for you, the listener, to consider. Given that all three spheres of government are mandated to support this and ensure it's financially sustainable, what do you think is the single biggest hurdle in actually getting large-scale, quality social housing built quickly while still sticking to all these detailed social, economic, and regulatory rules? It's a complex balance.